At the bottom of Chof Chesha Mitbeis. Money Masnishim. Who does our Mishnah go according to? Here of Yehuda, if it goes according to Yehuda, Chomet Stama Komer, Apilu the Nachvi. If Yehuda holds that all Chomet is also. And here the Mishnah says, Chomet Shom Nachvi Shom Pesach Mutter Bano. According to Yehuda, that there are three separate psukim, one for Chomet Shachra Pesach, applies to both Chomet of the Goy and Chomet of the Jew. Here, Reb Shimon, this Ramami Mishri, Koshor. According to Reb Shimon, why does it say Chomet Shom Nachri is mutter after Pesach? Even Chomet of a Jew is mutter after Pesach. There's no pasuk to tell me it's Asher. Here, Reb Yosef Lili, Afilu Tovs, Malanami Mishri, Koshor, Ba'anoa. According to Yosef Lili, it's mutter Ba'anoa even during Pesach. So it can't be the Chomet Shom Nachri, Shavuot and Pesach, Asher Ba'anoah, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, when it's Mutter Ba'anoah, even Chomet of the Yisrael during Pesach. Rashi, the Yisrael Nami Mutter Shari Ba'anoah, Lachris Mana. Even the Yisrael is Mutter, according to Pshimen, after Pesach. So our mission doesn't go like anybody. Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov Lo'olam Rabbi Yehudahi. It goes really according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yolik Shor De'achila, Mishor Dereiyah. And Rabbi Yehuda learns from Bal Yeruah and Bal Yemotzeh to apply to the Chometz that's Osher Ba'achila. Mashor Dereiyah, Shalchoy Ataroah, Avel Ataroah Shalachem Rishol Gavoah. Just like by Bal Yeruah and Bal Yemotzeh, we say, Lo Yir Lecha, that the Isser is only if it's yours. But if it belongs to a Goy, or it belongs to Hektish, then there's no Isra Bal Yeruah Bal Yemotzeh. Av Soar Da'achila Shal Choy Ata'ochel Aval Ata'ochel Shal Achir Mishal Gavoah. But, and same thing goes with eating. You're not allowed to eat your chametz, but you can eat chametz of a goy. The dinu di boyder the misnafilu ba'achila namishari. Mishnah should have said, not only a chametz shal nachri, shalver of a pesach, is what's called mutter behanoa. It's mutter ba'achila. I did Tani di Yisrael Asher Bano, Tani Nami de Nachri, Mutter Bano. Since it said by Yisrael, it's Asher Bano, so it said Mutter Bano by a Goy. But really, it should be Mutter Ba'achila. The dinner, the boy, the Mishnah, that the Besoch's not a Mutter Bano. Rabbi Yehuda holds even Besoch at Pesach, Chometz of a Goy is Mutter Bano. I did Tani di Yisrael, Lachers Mano, Tani Nami de Nachri, Lachers Mano. Since it mentioned already the halach of Yisrael, lachar zmano, so it taught me the halach of a nochri, lachar zmano. But in the chinami, the same din would apply to a nochri, tok zmano, on Pesach itself. Tos Rashi. The olam of Yehudi. The afogad of natkali nikroi, the lachar zmano asher kro, even though Rabbi Yehuda learned some psukim, that chometz after Pesach is also asher, b'sor di Yisrael komer, avu d'nochri shori. It's only by chometz of a Jew, avu chometz of a goy is mutter lachar Pesach. B'yolik sor d'achila, klomer chometz, d'gabi lo yeyachel, lo yeyachel misor d'riya. We learn the isra of achilas chometz from the isra of oni chometz. U'mutter chemtza shol nochri at b'achila. And even a chometz of a goy is mutter even to eat. Ba'afilu b'pesach min ha-Torah. In ha-Torah, you could eat chametz of a goy, just like you can own chametz of a goy, or have it around. Okay. Tosis says, there's marish mutter ba'achila. But Tosis says, Rashi holds that it's what's it called, even during Pesach, it's mutter ba'achila. The, Tosis says, how could you eat something that's not yours? If you eat it, it's yours. Once you ate it, it becomes yours. So, Tosha says it doesn't mean what's it called, mutter ba'achila, means mutter ba'anot. It's possible you could be nehenna from something that's not yours. A goy burns his chametz in front of you, and you're nehenna from it while it's burning. So it's not your chametz that you're being nehenna from. That's possible. But if you eat what's it called, goy's chametz, the chore becomes yours. So the Miyash of Rashi, it's two different ways. How could Shaykh to eat something and spell it means the goys. Some say the machlokas rishonim, somebody invites you to their house. The food that you eat becomes yours. Or no, it's what's it called, belongs to Malabayas, except you have rishus to eat it. The ran in the Dvarim says not your chametz. It's not your, what's it called, your thing. It belongs to the Balabayas, and the Oreach just says it's chus to eat it, but it's not his. So therefore, if your goy invites you to his house on Pesach, according to this sheet in the Gemara, that you're allowed to eat chametz of a goy, so it's not your chametz, it's the goy's chametz. You're eating the goy's chametz. Other Rishonim will know that as soon as you have a chus to eat it, it's yours. You can take it home, too. The Stasema says that Tosfos doesn't mean that it's not shayach, that you should be able to eat something, it doesn't become yours. But even if it's not yours, it's the schus that you have to eat it makes it your chametz, and you're over on that. So Tosfos is not shayach, such a metzias, that if you have a schus to eat, that should be called chametz of a goy. The Ravid says it's talking where a goy took his chametz and stuffed it in your throat. You could throw it up with difficulty, but you're not calling it. So it's not yours, but since you could have thrown it up, right, you're over if it would be Jew's chametz, you're not over if it's a goy's chametz. Or the Yeshua says you stole chametz, that was a kezayis, but it wasn't a shava pruta. There's no chiyuv hashava. So what's it called? But it's not yours, because it's gezel. You weren't calling it. The mela, what's it called? That would be a way that it belonged to the goy. It's still not yours, even though you're eating it. Okay. In any case, so that's what's it called? Rashi learns that you're talking about a goy's chametz, that you're allowed to eat the goy's chametz, and there are ways that it can remain the goy's chametz, even though you're eating it. Okay. Rava Omar. Rava says a different teretz. That's Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rava says the olam Reb Shimon. Our Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. What was the question, right? L'chora, according to Reb Shimon, even chametz of a Jew is mutter after Pesach. Why dafka chametz of a goy? Reb Shimon knasa kanes. Hoil v'over lev b'alura b'alimazay. Reb Shimon holds no. If you are chametz of a Jew, chametz of a Jew owned during Pesach, since he was over by the Ram, by the Motzei, so the Rabbanan gave a knas, and this is the Rabbanan, that chametz becomes asher after Pesach. Rashi, Ma'olam Reb Shimoni, the Omer Midiraisel Mitzvah Chametz Achrasmano. Min HaTorah, there's no Isser of chametz, even chametz of the Jew owned during Pesach is not asher min HaTorah after Pesach. Hilkach de Nochri Shari. Therefore, chametz that belonged to a goy during Pesach is mutter. Umiyu de Yisrael asher miknasa. However, if Shimon holds that a chametz that a Jew owned during Pesach is what's it called asher mishum knas. The kansu rabbanan mishum de over by the roya. Since he was over the Yisrael by the roya, the rabbanan gave him a knas. So, the maisha, with machlokas here, is shown him. What's it talking about? Is it only talking where the Jew is mamish over by the Urim by the Motzei? But let's say he was mevatel the chametz. He wasn't over by the Urim by the Motzei. He was over the over the Yisur the Rabbanan of getting it out of his rishus. Okay, the Rabbanan said that even if you mevatel it, right, have mevatel tzarek lifto, meaning levayer, that you have to get out of your house. So what if you were only over the Yisur the Rabbanan of getting out of your house? Since the Rabbanan hold bittul is not enough, they also made a knas. Or no, if you're mevatel it not. Rov Rishonim hold, even if you're mevatel the chametz, or you're mafkir the chametz, but you didn't get it out of your rishus, that's usher after Pesach. There is a shita that the balayiter, that if you're mevatel the chametz, it's still usher b'achila, but it's mutter b'hanoa. If you weren't mevatel it, then it's usher b'hanoa. And Rov Rishonim hold doesn't make a difference. And some Rishonim hold if you're mevatel, it's not asher bechlav, because you weren't the poel over by the Ram by the Motzeh. They also have other shaydes. Lemaisa, what happens if the person who owned the chametz during Pesach was a katan or a shota?
He wasn't over by the Rabbi Yamatzi. Still the Knas or not? What's it called? Is it another Shaila is that they only asher the Chametz b'Knas to the person who was over by the Rabbi Yamatzi. But other people, there's no Knas. They weren't over anything. So that Chametz is mutter to other people. Right? So Rabbeinu Manoach holds. And Rav Rishonim holds also to everybody. Across the board. Another Shaila, Chametz of the Goy. That you were over by the Rabbi Yamatzi. You had a pikadon of a Goy and you were a Kabbal Achrayis. So you're over by the Rabbi Yamatzi in that Chametz. But it's not your Chametz. It's a Goy's Chametz. So there also is Machlokas, whether, what's it called, whether there's a Knas or not a Knas. Okay. But in any case, the Knas is even it Pshoge or Ba'onis. You were over by the Rabbi Yamatzi. It's not because you were over the Yisr. But even if the Shogeg or Ba'onis were afraid of Haroma, that people would hold on to the Chametz, say that they were Shogeg or Ba'onis, and then use it after Pesach. This way the person will know. I think the Chasam Sofer is a cute point. He says that if you're Nevat of the Chametz, you're still going to be usher after Pesach. Why? Just because the Rabbanim were afraid that you won't be Nevat of it B'leib Shalei. And you want to keep on to it, right? You won't really consider it. Thus, you'll say it, but you won't mean it. So if it's mutter after Pesach, then we're afraid the pickle wasn't good. But if in the end, even if you mevatlit, it's still going to be usher after Pesach, then there's no reason you shouldn't be mevatlit completely, because you know you won't be able to have it after Pesach anyway. So by making it usher after Pesach, they made the pickle a good pickle. That's the idea. What? Yeah, because that's another shayla they have. What if you're not over by the Rabbi Yamatzi, but you're over the mitzvah of Tashbisu? That's also a shayla, whether the knas applies there or not. Okay. Bishlom al Rava, Hanu Diptoni Shay Yisrael Aser, Bishum Shemem Arlo Yirod. According to Rava, that what's it called? That it's a knas. So that makes sense what the Mishnah says. It's Aser, Shal Yisrael is Aser, because it says, Bal Yolo Yiroi. What's the pshat? Since you're over Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei, Yisrael is Aser, Miknas. So the Mishnah, the Lashna, the Mishnah fits very nice with what Rava says. Right? Shal Yisrael, Aser Ba'anoa, Shanehmar, Lo Yiroi, Lechosor. Since you're over Bal Yiroi, Bal Yimotzei, the Rabbanon made a Knas. But goes according to Rabbi Huda, it should say Shal Yisrael is Aser, not because of Lo Yiroya, because it's an Isser of Lo Yiyachal. That Chometz after Pesach, there's a lot. Why does it say Lo Yiroya? Where it says Misabrus a Seifa coin. Now the end of the mission is not going on the Seifa Mishum Shenemar Lo Yiroya. A Reisha coin. It's going back on the Reisha. The Haki Kamer. Chometz Shal Machri. Meaning, according to Rashi, even Bachil. A Chametz of a Goy that was over of a Pesach is Mutter Bachil. Why? Mishum Shenemar lo yiroa lecha. Shalchai ataroa, aval ataroa shalachem vishal gavoa. The yalit sword achila, misor de rio. Right? Mimela, what's it called? The end. Mishum Shenemar lo yiroa is not explaining why Chametz of Yisrael is Aser. It's explaining why Chametz of the Goy is mutter. Rashi. Bishlom al Rava, the Omer time of the Aser Bahanoah, Mishum Knasa, the Omer Babal Yurehu. According to Rava, who says the reason, it goes according to Shimon, and the reason it's Aser after Pesach by a Jew is because of the Knas, because you're over by the Rabbi Yamatzi, right? Hainu Titanim Asnisan Aser Mishum Lahiroi. The reason it's Aser is because of Babal Yurehu. But according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lo Yiroi Lecha isn't the reason why it's Aser. It's Aser because of Lav, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai, it's going back on the ratio. That's the reason why Chometz of the Goy is Mutter. V'azdu L'tamayu. Rava and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov go according to their other reasoning somewhere else. Tikmar, Ochel Sa'or Shal Nochri, Sha'over Lava Pesach. Right, if you eat Chometz of the Goy, that was over on the Pesach. The Goy owned it during Pesach. And you eat it after Pesach. The Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rava Omer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a lav, Rava holds you get Malkus. Right? Like Rav Yehuda. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer Ein Elokim. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, you don't get Malkus. Because you learn Sord Achila from Sord Daria. And just like you're allowed to own a Goy's Chametz during Pesach, or not own, you're allowed to have a Goy's Chametz in your house over Pesach, doesn't belong to you, you're allowed to eat it after Pesach too. Rav Omer Loke, Leyolet Rav Yehuda, Sord Achila Misor Daria. Rav holds that Rav Yehuda never learned Sord Achila Misor Daria. And therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, it's usher to eat Chametz that was belonged to a Goy after Pesach, and you get Malkus. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer Ein Elokim, Yolet Sord Achila Misor Daria. Like we said, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that Rav Yehuda learns, just like Lo Yiroi Lecha, Lo Yochal Lecha. It's only your chametz that you can't eat after Pesach. But a goy, you could. And by then, you don't get Malkus, not even Asher. Rashi, Harder be Rav Acha bar Yaakov Yehudi. Maisha, Rav Acha bar Yaakov et Harata, from this pshat. And in the end, he held that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you eat the chametz of a goy, it's Asher. And by then, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah would have to be Rabbi Shimon. And it's a knas. He would agree with Rava. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even chametz of a goy, after Pesach, during Pesach, is Asher Machila. Mahi d'tanya, how do we know Rav Acha bar Yaakov had charata? The tanya, ha'ochel chametz shel hektish, b'moed mo'al. V'yei shomrim lo mo'al. If you eat chametz of hektish on Pesach, Rashi says, it's talking when you ate the chametz, the mezid, but you didn't know it was hektish. The hektish was shokin. Because in order to be over me'ila, it has to be b'shokin. It can't be over me'ila the mezid. But the shogeg has to be in the hektish. It doesn't have to be in the chametz. So you knew this thing was chametz, you ate it b'mezid. But you, what's it called, didn't know it was hektish. So that was shogeg. So one Mandi Omer says you're moel, the Yeshomrim lo moel. And one Mandi Omer says you're not moel. Man Yeshomrim, who's the Yeshomrim? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane. The Yeshomrim who says you're not moel is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane. The Tanya, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, haya osas yom ha-kippurim, ki Shabbos l'tashlumim. Ma Shabbos, Mishraya ben Afsho, upatar ben ha-tashlumim, at Yom HaKippurin, Mishraya ben Afsho, upatar ben ha-tashlumim. Cases like this. We know there's a halach of kimle that rab minei. If you do something that you're chayev skila for, chayev misas neizdin, and you at the same time incur a, what's it called, a chiyuv mamon, you burn somebody's field down on Shabbos. So at the same maisa, you're over an isser skila, and you're also, what's it called, chayev money. So we say kimle but rab minei. Since you're chayev skila, it potters you from paying for the field. So Rav Nechunya ben Akana said that anything you're chayiv kares for will be the same thing you're chayiv misa for. So if you did the same thing on Yom Kippur, when there's only a chayiv kares, not a chayiv skila, you're also potter from paying. Okay. So what's it called? Therefore, since Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds, there's no chayiv mamon over here, so there's no me'ila. Me'ila is only where you took something out of the reshus of hektish that you can't have to pay for it. If it will be cholin, you have to pay for it. If it's hektish, there's me'ila. But if there's no chiyuv tashlumim, the tashlumim you potter from completely because of kimle with the rab minei, then there's no me'ila for the Rashi. Mo'al chayiv korban me'ila. You chayiv to bring your korban me'ila. The kesavar chametz to hektish but Pesach bar domivu. Because he holds that if you eat chametz of hektish on Pesach, you are chayiv to pay for it. In other words, it's worth money. And therefore, you took something from hektish that's worth money after there's a meal. That's the hektish, you're matzah hektish. Reb Shimon, the Amar chametz lachra Pesach mutter. The apagav the knas ha-konis, even though Reb Shimon says after Pesach there's a knas, honey meal of the chametz ha-hegit. The knas is only if you had chametz that was, that what's it called, that belonged to you. Then, over Pesach, then you're all, it's also after Pesach. All the over love by the Ruah, since you're over by the Ruah. I will hide the bed, terror shield of bed. But chametz that belonged to Hekdesh, you're allowed to keep over Pesach. There's no biting roeh, there's no isur at all. Because it says, shel choya teroah. And though teroah shel gavoah, shel nochri v'shel gavoah. You can keep chametz that belongs to Hekdesh around your house on Pesach. Just like you can keep chametz that belongs to a goy. That's why if you sell your chametz to a goy, there's no isur after Pesach on that chametz. Because it was chametz that you weren't over by the world by the Motzeh. It was a goy's chametz during Pesach. Achra Pesach having masbin lekisbar liyisrael b'achile. So this chametz was worth money. Because you could have sold it after Pesach and Hekdesh would have made money out of it. Right? It was worth something to Hekdesh. They could have held it till after Pesach and sold it to a Jew. So therefore, if you ate that chametz on Pesach, you were matzah at Hekdesh. It was worth something to Hekdesh. So it was meal. The Yeshua b'moal kinem afarish, the hoil the nishayiv kareis mishum achila, patam and atashvumim. Since you were chayiv kareis by eating the chametz, karem nechunya, v'makam shein karem, ain't chametz, v'ain meila. So you're potter from paying the what's it called, the Hekdesh back. So it had no worth to Hekdesh. Wherever you're not chayiv on the karen to pay back what you took from Hekdesh, you're not chayiv me'ila, and you're not chayiv to add a chomish. So me'ila, there's no me'ila, since you're potter from tashlumis. As Yom HaKippurim k'Shabbos, ha'madlik godish b'Yom HaKippurim, so you burn somebody's field down on Yom Kippur, u'mishayiv kareis, and your chayiv kareis, not skilas, only nisar kareis, on melacha, on Yom Kippur, potter v'nat tashlumim. Ki'ilu hitliko b'Shabbos. You're potter for pay for the field, just as if you burned it on Shabbos. Shu'um is chayiv menachsha, b'siz beishdin. Shabbos, you'd be chayiv skila. T'pshitel on the potter v'l'shamim. By skila, everybody holds, kibleh v'rab minah. But since you're chayiv, b'siz beishdin, you're potter from pay. K'nasiv, below ye asom, anish ye anish. If, in the case where you kill a woman, and you also kill her children, her babies. So the babies are only chayiv money to the Baal. But killing the woman, you're chayiv Mrs. Beistin. So the Torah says, if there won't be also, if the woman didn't die, then you have to pay money to the husband. Mashma, if the woman did die, then you kill the person, but you don't pay money to the husband. You put it from Tashlumin. Or im also, niyalo yeonish. Sha'af yom ha-kippurim sh'misasa b'nei shamayim, and Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that doesn't only apply to Mises Beis Din, it applies to Mises B'dei Shemayim too. Shenechrosim chayev u'bonav, my chorus is that your life is cut off, your children are cut off, hu kori, asav hu kori, that's also called asav. Shenemar v'karo asav. Hilgav patr v'lashalim. Therefore, even Mises B'dei Shemayim, what were they afraid of? That Binyamin, something would happen to him in Hashemayim. That's also called asav. So therefore we learn from that same passage that if you're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, you're potter from tashlumin. Hilka potter m'lashalom. V'hachi farshin en la be'elu naris. This is how the Gemara explains it in Ksubos. Yesh tovim. Some people make the mistake to kashya l'hu they're the following kashya. Ki potter Rav Nechunya b'meisim potter. T'var koresim. When did Rav Nechunya say you're potter if you did it b'meisim? You were over an Issa Kharis b'mezid, then you're Chayiv Kharis. But if you were over b'shogig, you're not Chayiv Kharis. V'chokha b'shogig askin. Here, in order to be over me'ila, it has to be shogig. Me'tonim mo'am. B'shogig lav bar kharis. If you're b'shogig, you're not Chayiv Kharis. So how could you be Chayiv Kharis and still potter from me'ila? Mashma, that if you wouldn't be Chayiv Kharis, you'd be Chayiv in me'ila. You're never Chayiv in me'ila if it's a shogig. And if it's mezid anyway, you're not chayiv me'ila. The Torah says that the gabi chametz mezid. It's talking you're mezid by the chametz. The gabi hektish shogeku. By hektish you were shogeg. The lo yodesh you shall hektish. So the be according to the ila the gabi the hektish because it was shogeg the gabi hektish. But there's a chi of kares the mezid. Tosa says that it goes if there's a shaila whether you actually have to get the mises based in. Or even chayiv misas beis din shogegi. Even if it be shogeg, right, still since you did something, that if you did it b'meisa, it would be chayiv misa, that also patters you. It also says it goes according to that Madi Omer, Chizkiah, that a filu chayiv misas shogegi, That applies the same thing to kares. Even though you won't actually get the kares, but you did something that had you done it b'nezik, you would have gotten kares, that also patters you from tashlumin. And since we learn chayvin mises shamayim from chayvin mises beis din, the same halacha applies. Okay. They ask b'maisa, even though kimle b'derab minei, but there's a chiyuv lotzei shidei shamayim. Yeah, the biyotze, your chiyuv, your potter from paying, beis din can't make you pay, but you're chayiv to pay morally, but says with shamayim. So it still has worth to hektish. And it still is worth something. You have a chiyuv to pay that, lots of shidei shamayim. So, the Ptos HaChoshen says that the only chiyuv to pay back lots of shidei shamayim is if you didn't actually get the Mises Beis Din. Then there's a chiyuv lots of shidei shamayim. But if you actually got the onish hachomer, like over here, you actually were chayiv kares, then there's no chiyuv lotzei shidei shamayim. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yosef says, no, the machlokes over here is not the machlokes of the Nechunya ben Hakana and those who argue on him. That's only chayiv and mises beis din, whether you're moel or not, if you ate chametz on Pesach, a chametz of hektish, it's a different machlokas. The poding is hakadoshim v'achila leklovim kamifuvi. Right? The question is, could you be poed the hektish to feed it to dogs? Right? Are you allowed to be poed the hektish to feed it to a dog? If a kid can't feed it to a human being, right, you can be poed the hektish if a human being can eat it. But what if a human being can't eat it? The only thing that you can do with it is feed it to a dog. Is it a zilzul of hektish to be poed in to feed it to dogs? Or no, it's okay. Mandi omer moel kesover ponis hakadoshim lachin leklovin. The one who holds your moel holds that if you eat chametz of hektish on Pesach, you are matzah hektish. Because hektish could have been poed that chametz and fed it to a dog. Right? And it goes like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who says a chametz on Pesach is mutter b'hanoah. So if it's mutter b'hanoah, you could have fed it to a dog. Even though you yourself couldn't eat it. And the man d'omer says you weren't moel, it's not worth anything to hektish. Because since you can't be poded to eat it yourself, you can't be poded to feed it to a dog either. Mela, there was nothing you could do with this chametz. So it was worthless, the chametz that you ate of hektish on Pesach. The Mela, it's what you call matlas no me'ila. Man d'omer lo moel, kesover ain't poded. Rashi. Rav Yosef Omar, I have a sphere lahanak tanoik Rav Shimon. The Omar talks manu asur manu. If these tanoim held like Rav Shimon, who holds that even during Pesach, chametz is asur manu, the kule alamoda the potter. Everybody would hold you're not moel. Because you ate chametz that was worthless. But you ate hektish that was worthless. However, hash the meal of chosin, the lamamoda. Since right now, this chametz has no worth. It may be only worth something after Pesach. But right now it's worth nothing, right? So that's not called mammon, and you're not over a meal. The apple got the sofa garden, the mammon, not a Pesach, even though after Pesach it will be worth something. That's not alela, that's not called worth. It has to be worth something right now to be chayiv meal. Ella, leave it to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, please. Everybody holds it to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And chametz during Pesach is mutter bano. The omer tovs mano no bishari bano. The poldin kachim lachim leklavim kamitzvah. If you can to be poled a hektish, if you can't eat it, but you can give it to a dog or have other hanoah from it, that's the shayla. Mando or moal saw v'duroy hayabosha shaw liftos lachilus klavim or bar dominu. The one who says that your moel holds that chametz during Pesach, even according to Reb Shimon, is worth something. Because according to Reb Yosef Aglili, it's worth something. Because you can be pulled in and feed it to a dog. With Rabbi Nechunya Leslie, doesn't hold it Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana. Now we're saying that everybody holds that just on the fact that your chayav kares would not potter you from tashlumin, it's worth money. The question is only if you could, be nehenah from it, and then you could give it to a dog. Can you be pulled to that hektish or no? You're not allowed to be pulled in. And therefore, there's no way of what you call the being the header from it, and therefore it's usher, and it's not worth anything. There's no meal. Mandi omer lo moal, sober ain't poted. The one who holds that you're not moal holds you can't be poted hectic to feed it to dogs. Hilbech lo chosin, therefore it's worth nothing on Pesach. This, whether you can be poed a hektish to feed to a dog, is a machlokes in tmura. Tizba velo giza, basar velo cholav, viochalta velo leklavim. Torah says that by psule hamukdashim, right, that you were poed there, so it says, tizba, you can't use the hair of it, you can't just shear the wool, basar velo cholav, you can only eat the basar, but you can't use the milk. You can eat it, but you can't give it to the dogs. So we learn from that pasuk by Pshulei HaMukdashim that you can't be poled to them to feed them to the dogs. You can be poled to them for you to eat, but you can't be poled to them to give to the dogs. Because she ain't poled it. The ikad d'dorish tizbach v'yochalta ein l'chobohen heter achila lachar zvichom. And in some learn that pasuk is not talking about Pshulei HaMukdashim, right, whether you can, what's it called, shechted or not, it's talking about that the heter achila, by what's it called, of psulei hamukdashim is only after you shechted. But while it's alive, you can't be the henna from the wool or from the milk. L'mute gizah v'cholah. Avalo l'klavecha lo darsh. He doesn't darsh in that part, the achalta v'lo l'klavecha. He darshens the achalta, the tizbach, only after you shechted, then be ochalta. Then you're allowed to eat it. But if you didn't shecht it, you can't have hanoah from psulei hamukdashim that were niftu by using the milk or the wool. But once you shecht it, you can eat it. Not only that, you can even, what's it called, be poled it to feed it to dogs, as long as it's shecht it. But lemaisa, until it's dead, the hanoah from psulei hamukdashim, from hektish and repulsive, and you were poda, you can't have hanoah from it while it's still alive. Okay, so the machlokas, whether we learn this pasuk to tell me you can't feed it to dogs, or you could feed it to a dog too, but really to be poda it to feed it to dogs. What? That would be the reason it's not worth anything.
Я не знаю, что это такое. Да, я не знаю, что это такое.